Talking Riverside football with head coach Daryl Frain. An impressive showing for you guys in a non-district win, lopsided victory over Missouri Valley last week. What clicked for you there in that week six win?
Yeah, we started the game out trying to throw the ball a little bit. Our offensive line stepped up and controlled the line of scrimmage, offense and defensive lines, actually. So when you win up front, it gives you a good chance. And we had a good running performance by Jackson Gordon, and Grady Jepson threw the ball well. And so, yeah, we offense looked good. Defense took care of business.
Who are those guys in that line play that got the job done for you?
You know, we've been moved around with injuries. So right now we got Caden Forstall, first game starter for us. Keaton Reakin, so second game starting for us on the line. And then Nate Messerschmidt, John Alf, and Wyatt Bell. Those three have been there since the start of the year. But, you know, it's coming around. They're looking a lot better. And if we're going to have a chance the last 2 weeks of the season, we definitely need all those guys to step up for us.
Southwest Valley, when you look at them, gosh, the defense must be pretty stout. They've had their fair share of shutouts throw a pitch this season. What makes it difficult to move the ball against the Timberwolves?
You know, like I'm saying, we had a good week of our offensive defensive line. That's their strength. They fly to the ball. Their front four and defense dominate the line of scrimmage, and their linemen on the offensive side do a great job too. So the guys that have done really well for us last week got to have an even better week this week for us.
And you know what you're going to get as far as their offense, a heavy dose of running the football. How has your team been able to hold up against some run-heavy teams this year?
You know, it's going to be a challenge for us. Anytime you have an offensive line that does that, you know, they're real happy with just gaining 3, 4, 5 yards a time and just taking their time getting down the field and controlling the clock and just slowing the game down. And that's going to be a big challenge for us to step up and get them behind the chains and maybe make them throw the ball a little bit. If we can do that, we have a chance.
You talked about the non-district game last week, hoping to kind of spring you forward to a big finish. Do you feel like the mentality of the team, like it did that with your win last week?
Yeah, you know, we've been kind of talking about the last 2 or 3 weeks. We needed to get into last 3 weeks. And even though the Missouri Valley game didn't have any bearing on the playoffs, that it could be a springboard to get us where we wanted it. We came out of it, and I felt like they all seemed good about it and felt they understood what we need to do. So hopefully it'll all take care of itself and we have a good week of practice and everything will work out for us.
Thanks, Coach.
Great. Thank you.